It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's a big weekend for the Lawrenceville Downtown Revitalization Committee as they host their party on the roof in downtown Lawrenceville, annual fundraiser for the affair. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the Focus on the Community program the president of the Downtown Revitalization Committee. That's Matt Pargin. Matt, good to be with you, buddy.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's the Downtown Revitalization Committee's big weekend, but before we talk about that, just talk about the committee and how it got its start.
So the committee has been active for probably around 10 years. We decided around 2012, 2013, we were going to take things in our own hands and go away from trying to apply for a grant and do our own private fundraising and work on projects that we thought would beautify and revitalize the downtown area. And so we have a committee of, I'd say about eight or nine of us: Cal Sechrist, Pam Nolan, Bob Tracy, Rachel Gard, Jan Lowe, Paula McKim, Shelby Hatfield, Pam Moore, and I. And so that's our group.
So how often do you guys get together to talk about what you're going to do?
We meet probably three times a year, I would say, and have subcommittees depending on what we have going on for our projects. Past projects that we've done in the last several years are sidewalks and curbs, pedestrian lighting, trash cans, benches, urns. We've helped around 12 businesses with their facades of their buildings. And we have what probably most notice is our flower program with the hanging baskets and the urns. And we also water any business who will put out flowers, will water their flowers while we're on our route. And a lot of the names that I mentioned are part of that watering committee as well.
How do you decide what sort of project you want to undertake?
We usually meet in the winter and talk about what our focus will be in the next year. It has been for two or three years helping people with their facade. It seems like we're probably going to transition away from that. Been a lot of talk about enhancing the flower program, making it even a bigger deal than what it has been in the past.
Sidewalks, how important are those? Those are really important, aren't they?
Yeah, it's one of those things I think that people probably take for granted now that they're here, and they have been for a couple of years. But they were in really bad shape on the west side, in particular the west side and a lot of the north side. And so with the help of the city, Don Wagner was very helpful through the process as well. We've replaced the north and the west, parts of the south and east as well. But yeah, it made a big difference. And it's a project that was probably one of our more expensive ones. And you don't notice it now that it's in good shape, but it was really deteriorated from before that.
I'm sure that you mentioned Don Wagner, the mayor of Lawrenceville. I'm sure that your committee has to work in conjunction with the city on a lot of this.
Yeah, the city council and the mayor has always been a good partner with us, and we really appreciate them, and I think they appreciate us back, what we're trying to do, and it's been a good working relationship.
So I'm sure you bounce some of the things that you're thinking about off the city, the city administration, the mayor, and that to figure out if it's feasible to get something done like that?
Absolutely, yeah. In particular, party on the roof, there's a lot of logistics behind the things that go on there, and they've always been instrumental in helping us in a lot of facets with that. So we work hand in hand with them for sure on Party on the Roof. And if we have other bigger projects, we'll definitely have the mayor included in our meetings.
Now, we're going to talk about Party on the Roof here in just a moment. That's a fundraiser. How do you get other funds for your group's grants and things like that?
Really, no grants, and it's pretty well at this point become the Party on the Roof is our one and only fundraiser, so it's very important for us. We try to put on a very good show and party for the night, but the behind the scenes, that's really needed for us to have. It's our lifeblood for funding for all the projects that we want to accomplish.
Ever any thoughts about grants out there available for city beautification and things like that?
Yeah, that's how the committee started quite a long time ago, was grants. And I think we just got a little frustrated with the process. It seemed like all the grants kept going north. And we have just since then decided to take matters in our own. Something I guess we could revisit, but it's been a while since we've looked at that.
Yeah, grant writing is an art in itself. It takes a lot of work. a lot of going through hoops and things like that with various organizations to try to get something done through grants.
Yeah, I recall the last time that we applied, I don't know the exact year, probably 2010 to 12. But, we really put together what we thought was a great application, and they had monies back then for things like that. And we sent a video of, maybe it was a little later than, maybe 2013, because we sent pictures of Party on the Roof, and we had the, you can find it on YouTube, there's a Downtown Revitalization Lawrenceville video with a lot of the local characters of the downtown highlighted in it. And we thought, who could have possibly done more work? And we had an engineering group, and we didn't get it. And so we were a little frustrated, and that's when we said, we're going to take matters in our own hands, especially when it comes to beautification. We feel like that's something that private individuals could accomplish. And so that's been our attitude since then.
Now, with regard to the downtown facades, any thoughts with regard to some of the upper loft areas, maybe improving them in the future with regard to housing or things like that, or is that under your bailiwick?
I think we're probably transitioning away from facade work. We really felt like the west side had needed a little help, and we did quite a bit on that side. I know there's some projects downtown where they're working on lofts in their own buildings, but that's probably something at this point that we are not going to be part of.
The reason I say that is that a lot of places that they see around are now trying to improve their downtowns by having people live downtown. You know, young people want to live downtown so they can walk to different places. They don't have to travel so far, and sometimes that's a way of stimulating downtown business.
Sure. I can think of probably four or five buildings downtown right now with that thought in mind that wasn't there a couple years ago. So we are definitely watching that. It's not anything that we're really involved in. It's people doing it privately. But I agree. I think that would be a really neat progression to see more younger people live in apartment-type settings downtown.
And there are some buildings that are being refurbished in the downtown area now.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit. I it's kind of cool to look at old pictures, even from 5 or 6 years ago, to the quietly the things that have been done downtown. And we just got a compliment over the weekend with the fair in town of people who hadn't been in Lawrenceville in a while, and they said it really looks maintained, and we're surprised, and they see a lot of downtowns, and ours look pretty vibrant, and so we're proud of it.
Okay, now we get to Party on the Roof, your main fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday. How did that first come about, the Party on the Roof?
So it came about, it was Jan Loeb's idea, and anything Jan Loeb gets involved with is always going to be done very well and bring a lot of excitement and attention. And it was her idea, and she has one of those amazing creative minds. And I think our first one was in 2013, and it's just really been something that has resonated, I think, well with the community. They enjoy coming out. And we've talked about in times like taking a year off, but it's just been so attended regularly that we feel like we should just keep it going.
So what does it involve? If somebody's never been there, what is it?
Yeah, so it starts at 5:30 this Saturday. I think there's probably 8 or 9 restaurants, and I can give a shout out to them. Stirrup Sweets and Slurps, Phoenix Grill, Alfonso's, Coco's Cafe and Wine Bar, Buttercream Bake Room, Mi Casita, Bob's Pizza, The Brunch House, and Basso's will all be serving their own personal fares for the attendees. And then we have a full bar with wine and mixed drinks and a beer truck. And, of course, the highlight, I believe, of the whole night is Intrigue, a band from Detroit that's been coming now for their 7th year.
Well, those guys are great.
Yeah, they're special. They just have a real knack to get a crowd going and making it a fun evening. I think people are sore the next morning from dancing. They have just put on a good show, a good party. So we enjoy having them down.
Not only is it's a fundraiser for the organization, but it gives a chance for people to mingle in the downtown area, people maybe you haven't seen for quite a while, and get together in a social environment and talk not maybe business per se, but just talk about things happening in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, the only other event that I can think of offhand is the, and I'm a big fan of, is the alumni mixer. It's just ways of people to get together and see people they haven't seen in a long time, and a really cool food, drinks, and a good show, and just bring a lot of people together.
Okay, if somebody wants to attend, how do they do that?
So you can either do it two places. You can go to my office, Persian Retirement Planning Group, which is 612th Street, or you can go to the Chamber of Commerce, and which is across from the library, and buy tickets. They're $100 per person, or $1,000 for a table. With the table, you do get an actual assigned table for your crowd. And if you are a what we call a community hero, we have half price tickets for two. So if you're a policeman, EMT, teacher, fireman, then you can get a ticket for yourself and a guest at half price.
And will there be tickets available at the door?
Yes, tickets are going to be available at the door, and they, as we have done the last 7 years, and we actually have a pretty good response at the door that night as well.
And again, all the money goes to the revitalization committee.
Yeah, it's one of those. It really is a high revenue event. We do have quite a bit of expenses because we want to put on a good night, but all the profit goes completely into the downtown account, which is almost every year spent for improvements for the downtown.
Well, thanks for talking with us about the downtown revitalization committee, and also about the party on the roof. Hope it's a success for this year, and much success with the committee in the future, and also with the thing this weekend.
Thank you, Steve, and we appreciate getting a chance to talk about it, and looking forward to seeing you there Saturday night.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.